Shortly after Skiddaw's win early in the piece at Caulfield yesterday, Channel 7's Bruce McAvaney quoted a very interesting statistic, and that was centred around the horse's part owner, Rupert Lee, and the success he's had over the past 12 months. It's been remarkable. Bruce quoted a figure of around 77 winners on the track for the past 12 months for Rupert, which would make him, outside of the powerhouses like Godolphin, Australia's most successful owner, and he joins us this morning on the program. It's a stat you weren't that familiar with, actually, by the sound of it, Rupert.
No, not at all, Joe. As I said, you know, as an owner, you know you've had a reasonably good year, but I'll never question Bruce. I know we all know how good Bruce is with his numbers. And, look, at the end of the day, you feel proud that you've been able to achieve that number. But you wouldn't have got there without the, the likes of the John Hawkses and the Mike Moronis and a scattering of other, you know, trainers, because... You rely on them with their knowledge and their ability to pick the right horses. So I think we've just been in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. And Skiddaw winning yesterday, what were your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, no, we've always had a nice opinion of the horse. And I know Danny has always wanted to get the horse up into distance. I think Darwin initially thought the horse was more of a sprinter than a distance horse. But if you look from the mother's pedigree, she was more of a stayer. And actually, Danny had actually trained the mother, so he knew a fair bit about the pedigree. And he wanted to go via this path and hopefully get up to the Derby distance, which, if you look at the stat, we're talking about stats, the particular race, I think, has produced the winner of last year's Derby. And I think 2 years prior to that, the Derby winner came out of that race again. So I think we're on the right track with him.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. What else have you got coming up over spring that we should be keeping an eye out for, Rupert? No doubt there's a few in the wings.
Yeah, there are. I mean, on the way through, there's like a lot of other trainers and others. We've lost a few with minor injuries and ailments, which always happens. But I think we can look forward to horses like Sandra and Elaine running in the Everest. Unfortunately, we didn't go to Sydney yesterday with him. We thought the track would be too heavy, but as it turned out, it was only a slow five. So anyway, he'll go a different path. We've got Brutal. Brutal slips out to the trial Friday. You've got horses like Tufano, who recently failed yesterday, but I think so did quite a few that hit that headwind. I know Mike's got a big opinion of her. Buffalo River, I think he's heading down to the Golden Eagle path as well. We've got Sound, who is running in the Caulfield Melbourne Cups. He's a bit of a forgotten international horse, but if you go through his European form of last year, it's very, very strong, and I'd suggest that if he comes back and reproduces that form after acclimatising, I'd say he'd be an excellent chance in both Cups. And then your other horses, the ones which are coming through the grades, and hopefully there are a few... 2-year-olds about to hit the track. So, exciting times.
Yeah, your success as an owner, Rupert, is notable, as it was highlighted yesterday on the coverage on Channel 7. But for those that are out there doing their bit in the industry and trying to get winners, what's the key to this success, would you say, in a nutshell?
I think the key to success is, backing your trainers who and the people they have supporting them. And I think just getting into the right stables and putting the faith into the people that you know more about the industry than what you do. And I try not to interfere too much. I mean, I've got my thoughts, and over the years you obviously provide a fair bit of information that you think is handy to help you when selecting yearlings. But at the end of the day, I've got so much confidence in the people like, John Hawkes, Mike Moroney, your Mick Prices, your David Hayes's, your Tony McAvoy's, and even Henry Dwyer and a few others. But at the end of the day, I think it's more important that you back their knowledge and you support them. And that's one thing which I've always done. I've never questioned them. I mean, when a horse needs gelding, you geld them and you just do exactly what they want you to do. And as I said before, I think I've been pretty fortunate in being supported by some of the best trainers going around.
And Chautauqua, it's great to see him go on to his new equestrian life so well. He's enjoying it and doing a good job.
Yeah, when you look at the footage of him, and we get it weekly, they're just so impressed, not just, you know, having the horse there and just loving his personality, but he's taken to it like a duck to water. I mean, as Rob Galen said, they thought it may take anything between 9 and 12 months to get the horse to understand, you know, his new craft. But he said he's learned it that quickly. He'll have him out there, I'm hoping, sometime early next year, because you just watch the horse and he really has loving what he's doing. And I suppose when you do that, and you're such an intelligent horse, and you're not doing something, obviously you're going to, you know, get hold of what he's trying to do a lot quicker than horses that maybe don't want to do it. But every footage we have of him, we're just looking at a very happy, contented horse, and he's got such a massive following, and it's going to be just an exciting path to, you know, to watch the horse come out and hopefully give people the joy that he gave them on the racetrack in the show ring.
Yeah, I think he'll be an enormous success. It's really good to see you've placed him well there. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning, Rupert, and good luck over spring.
Thank you very much, Joe, and good luck to all the other owners. It's a damn tough industry, and just, as I said before, just have confidence in the trainer, and hopefully they can all have the successes over the spring as well.